Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got a special guest. We're trying to get on the line here in just a second.
First of all, can I just say one thing?
No, you may not.
My father's...
I'm waiting for our guest.
Okay, my father's birthday was... Well, it's coming up.
What day is it?
25th. Okay. And I was such a good daughter that when we went to the Osceola Cheese Factory, I picked out like 6 or 7, you know, rubs and sauces... Ooh. Shipped it, and for the first time in my life, now that they've moved, it was there on time. Mm-hmm. And he called, he texted, he said, we are so appreciative. We put it all over the wings, the peach jalapeno rub. So I'm ahead of the game. But, you know, like anyone listening who has a birthday around Christmas, my father's birthday happens to coincide with Father's Day. Almost. It always almost aligns exactly.
Mine is on Father's Day.
Right. So then
I get robbed.
It's like, is it a twofer? Do you have, you know, is all of the rubs and sauces?
It's like having a birthday on Christmas.
Yeah. Is it birthday Father's Day? And so, you know, I had a gift for him for Father's Day.
I can tell you're getting a little nervous here, Dana. I can hear it in your voice.
He's in a hurry. He's a little bit busy right now.
Craig, good afternoon.
Hi,
Craig Wright.
Dad.
Hey.
Happy early birthday and Father's Day.
And by the way, I didn't know that we shared a birthday month, but happy June birthdays.
Yeah, we've got that all in there with Juneteenth and everything else in June.
Yep. And Craig, I cannot tell you, because I have seen it, how incredible the gift that Dana has gotten you for your birthday truly is. I know it's that good because I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, favors of favors were called in to get this.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm waiting for the butt.
Okay.
Okay, so...
The problem is... When I said, I know how great your gift is because I'm looking at it, it's because your daughter is wearing it.
Ah, so I may not ever get it.
Well,
you're not going to get it, Craig.
Yeah. Okay. So if you look at your phone, I'm going to send you a photo, and then I'm going to explain to our audience like why this shook down the way it did. So, you know, I love watching the Royals. You know, Dad, we don't miss a game. I go straight home. I'm so excited. And I love that sweet Jack Caglione.
By the way, they're playing on TBS tonight.
They play tonight.
I know.
He finally went 4 for 4. I just want to hug his mother. I just want to mother this child.
Okay.
So our sports guys have the idea before his debut in St. Louis to print up some t-shirts that say Cags. And if you were watching that game, you saw his mom was wearing that shirt.
I did, and I lobbied pretty heavily at that point to get one of my own.
Oh, that's right.
We had them because they were in-house.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, long story short, if you will, Jack Caglione's family took all of the shirts.
That's not true. That is a lie, Craig.
No.
You know, those greedy newcomers to our town. But there was one left, Dad, and I begged the sports guys. I said, please, can I have two Cags shirts? And they said, oh, we'll see what we can do. What size? And I go, yeah, well, it's my dad's Father's Day. It's birthday. And so I said, large.
Wow.
And they delivered one large Cags shirt to me yesterday.
And you're saying this because you know I wear extra large.
Well, I tried. And so because all they had was large.
Which is why she asked for large. No. Craig.
Thank you.
I can't take it anymore.
She
belongs in a confession. These are lies. There was more than one shirt in-house. She knows you wear extra large. No. No, I will not allow you to lie to your father.
I did ask for a large. I thought you were large, Dad. I really did. I did not know you were XL. They delivered the large. I put it on. It looks great. It feels great. I love the shirt, and I'm keeping it. I'll get you another one.
I thought there was only one left.
Well, I'll make more.
Don't sound shocked, Scott, but I've been kind of dealing with this for a little over 50 years. This comes as no great shock to moi. I'm just saying.
Well, I understand.
Well, I told some of the sales staff today, Dad, you need to get me another shirt for my father because I am not an Indian giver. But I can say that because we are, in fact, Indian.
Well, there is that. Yeah. So you got that going for you.
Yep.
We prefer Native American, but that's all right.
So,
but Native American giver is it's clunky.
Because she's part Native American, she's allowed to use an offensive term.
All right. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Father's Day is not until,
Sunday.
Oh, God, it's this Sunday.
It is this Sunday. Yeah.
So I'm on it. I'm going to get you a shirt.
No, you're in it, and you're keeping it.
Yeah. And if I'm lucky, I might see one of those shirts around the All-Star game.
So, Craig, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you the truth about what really happened today, because basically the first 4 minutes of this conversation has been nothing. Sam, you're my witness. Nothing but lies.
Aggressive lies, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Almost criminal, dare I say. Yeah. She came upstairs today, and I'm sitting at my cubicle in the newsroom, and you know she works two cubicles to my right, so to get to her cubicle, she has to go past mine, right?
Correct.
So she comes upstairs. I turn and I go, hey, how was your weekend? Everything going well? Well, it's actually Tuesday. So I just lied. I said, how was your evening? And I look and she's wearing this CAGS shirt. And I kind of stare at it and I'm like, huh. And she looks at me and she says, yeah, Dad's not getting it. Because I knew that that was the gift that she had gotten for you.
I mean, I've got no words other than not shocked.
Yeah. I just feel bad for you, buddy.
Listen, I think we can all just agree, go Royals. And we all love number 14, and we're thrilled he's here in town. And you're so far away, Dad. No one would even know if you were wearing this. They would go, CAGS, what's that?
And he would know.
My Kansas City buddies at the gym would know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I am going to get you a shirt. Toot sweet.
Okay.
It's not the one she already has.
And send me another gallon of that hot sauce.
Okay. Now, I told them I did. Now, in fairness, please tell everyone I did take care of you for your birthday.
You did. Okay. You did, and it was awesome.
And you liked it. She said you put it on wings for the bounty that
we already have.
Translation, you're not getting a shirt.
Hello.
Okay.
Love you, too.
And Craig, by the way, happy Father's Day, my friend.
Hey, and to you, too.
Be well.
All right, too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Poor man. I almost feel sorry for him.
I know.
How do you feel about yourself there, Danny? Because you just lied and then lied again.
I mean,
and then when the truth started coming out, you deflected.
I swear to you. My dad works out. I mean, you know, dare I say a little bit of a silver fox, ladies. My mom will tell you this.
Okay. But I think you undersize men.
Swear I thought he was a large.
You always get me a shirt that's too small for me.
Okay. I swear to you, I thought he was a large.
And then I heard
Sam say, not to get into your business, Sam, but I did hear Sam say to the sports boys, you needed...
He's a 2XL.
A 2XL.
A 2X, yeah.
And so, but you are so tall and so broad-shouldered, and my dad is more, like, he's a little bit taller than I am.
What am I?
I would say XL.
I am right on the line between XL and 2XL.
See, I would have no idea.
I can fit into an XL, no problem. The shirt I'm wearing right now is an XL.
I am not making excuses, but if you robbed a convenience store right in front of me and then ran out and they asked me how tall was that person, I would have no idea.
I remember 1 year for my birthday, and it's not that I'm ungrateful.
Yeah.
It's just that I never wore it. You bought me a shirt in medium.
Okay.
What?
This is a Samuel.
Medium was like a high school boy size.
That was in middle school.
Okay.
But you have also said on this program. You have no idea what women's sizes are.
I do not.
And that is the Bermuda Triangle of confusing. What is the store? What is the brand? Like, it's all jumbled all over the place.
And I wouldn't do this because I think trying to guess a woman's size.
It never works.
And you guys are more particular, you know, where we're just, you know, small, medium, large, XL, 2XL, whatever. You guys are, you know, 0, 2, 4, 6, whatever they are.
Yeah, none of us are that low.
Okay. but like, if you told me to guess your size, I wouldn't even dare.
Right.
And, you know, she's skinny, but.
You don't know what that translates to.
She's not a zero, because I know that, like, if you're really bony, you're zero.
So, listen, I'm going to meet you halfway. Let me meet you halfway.
Okay.
I legitimately thought, I swear, hand to God, I legitimately thought my father was a large.
I would have told you XL.
That being said, when the large came in and I put it on, he still wasn't going to get it.
I love it. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.